Here we go. An update from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Michael Garland's back in. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderful here. This is always a good time of year to be in Oceanside.
Oh, isn't it? And your summer outfit is just lovely, I have to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's one of the few things I can't afford some stuff, but every once in a while, somebody buys me a t-shirt to think that maybe I have some dreams.
Gosh. Can we move on to something happy now?
Yeah. Hey.
What do you
got? Let's go to partying.
Yes.
Well, if you're hosting an event, just put a little flag up there. The RCMP and local police departments all over the province are going to be looking for impaired people.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked off air just for people always think, you know, it's always drinking and driving. No, it's impaired driving. So impaired driving could be under the influence of cannabis. It can be under the influence of prescription drugs. If you are caught by a roadside, there are a lot of penalties that people got to be conscious of, because it will cost you. And especially if you require your driving ability for work, or if you need to use it for any special events that you are responsible for, it has a major impact because the penalties add up very quickly here. So if you're caught impaired, driving suspensions can be anywhere from 24 hours to 90 days. You know, thank God you have that golden voice. You could be able to broadcast from anywhere, Dave. But but a lot of people, that's a major thing.
Sure.
Vehicle impoundment. That's, if you get your vehicle impounded, that could be really inconvenient, because you're responsible for the towing and you're responsible for all of the storage charges before you get your vehicle back. So that would be kind of harsh. Fines, and this actually surprised me, fines in BC is anywhere from $600 to over $4,000 fine.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching indeed. And if you don't have it, there's also jail time. So you'll get accommodations looked after and meals provided.
Yeah, yes.
However, it may not be the best ambient, and unlike my t-shirt, it probably is not a place you'd want to remember being from.
True.
There you go. Also, if you're caught, there's mandatory rehabilitation. So you may have to go back for another driver's test. There's lots of different things you may have to do. Or, one of the young people on the competing radio station, which I won't mention, was mentioning, there's also the ignition interlock for your vehicle.
Oh, yes.
You have to blow into it just to be able to start your car. You think fobs are hard? Talk about wind power. Now, there it is. That's what gets your car going. So also, you can get hit with large premiums, driver risk premiums from ICBC if you're convicted. So folks, if you're going to be out enjoying it, make sure you have a DD. Make those arrangements in advance, and you don't want to be stopped roadside. So the flag is out there. They're warning everyone before July 1st. For the month of July, they're really going to be hammering in the message. So you're going to see lots of road stops. Don't take a chance. Be smart.
Okay. And what about, we can't probably take time to follow this little journey, but what about the liability of people who serve alcohol at parties?
That's becoming more and more, because that becomes a civil. And at that point, yes. That's why you have to have serving it right if you're doing an event. I'm with the Lions Club. When we host events, we always make sure. We don't want our guests to be put in jeopardy. So we also have to make sure you're doing your due diligence. Because, yes, you can be found, you are responsible because you are the one serving the alcohol. So you can't avoid prosecution by saying, well, it's not me drinking it. Well, you provided it. If it wasn't your actions, the reaction wouldn't have occurred. So
right. That
is a very important one, Dave. And you know what? It goes back to, you know, having a bit of a conscience, moral conscience. I find a lot of the establishments in and around the Oceanside area, they're very good. They do keep good tabs of their patrons. And you know what? The message is out there. Unfortunately, I think we've had this conversation. 85% can be educated. 15% are stupid. And we can't fix stupid.
No, right.
So they always find ways of messing it up for everybody else.
Okay. So tea parties it is for summer. And we'll all be good.
Well, you know what? You can still enjoy.
Oh, sure.
But just, you know,
Responsibly.
And that's all it really takes. It's not that much of a stretch. We do so many things we plan out, and yet we do something like this, and we, you know, for some reason, why people don't think it's so important all of a sudden.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's a lot tougher if you're going to spend the rest of your days wondering, you know, could have I avoided this car crash or done something differently? to take someone else's life. That would be hard for someone to live with. There's no T-shirt for that.
No, it's a series of what ifs you just don't want to have to go through.
Precisely, and
you or know if what? Only.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that people just don't get the message sometimes.
Yeah.
So hopefully, folks, listen up.
Maybe this did it.
Maybe this will do it.
Our little
chat
this
morning. Even if we got one person.
One person, yeah.
That'd be worth it, Dave.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, we do have lots of stuff, so there's going to be a lot of traffic interruptions this weekend because, by God, this is Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to summer.
Summertime. Yeah.
So this coming Saturday, we are going to have roads blocked off in Parksville because the Bolinas Grad Parade is going to be happening. And it's going to start from the Springwood School and work its way down Mollyette, Jensen to the Civic Center. Please, motorists, be patient on the Alberni Highway 4A, that there will be interruption there as the paraders are going across. So between 4 and 6 mm-hmm. on Saturday, please expect traffic interruptions. And if you get a chance, why not sit down and enjoy the parade? It's awesome. There's all sorts of neat floats and stuff. It really is a sight to behold.
I agree with you on that one. And then there's the triathlon. There's some sights to be seen there, too.
That is awesome. We invite motorists to please be cautious in Qualicum Beach around the Civic Center because the cycling portion does a loop right around that area there. So the Mounties will be out making sure that traffic is behaving. But there's a lot of folks. And again, what a great between the running, swimming. It is just amazing. It is a wave of people. There's different age groups in there. Mm-hmm. So you've got the young kids. You've got people my age. And then you have young people. So it's really an awesome sight. And get out there, support these athletes, and just be wary that they're going to be out and around the roads.
And that's on Sunday.
That is on Sunday. And that'll be from 7 in the morning till about noontime. There'll be minor road interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
So just be patient. Hey, you're already in La La Land, basically.
Yeah.
There you go.
Island time, everybody.
Island time.
And lots happening in Canada Day,
of course. My goodness. So if you're in Qualicum Beach, the parade in Qualicum Beach starts at 11 a.m. And it'll work its way from the Community Civic Center all the way down to the Legion. So folks that are on Highway 4, which is Memorial Avenue in Qualicum Beach, please be aware there will be traffic interruptions for about an hour. And again, another opportunity, maybe take in the sights, but be patient.
Okay. Anything critical in our waning moments?
Parksville's got their big parade, and that's going to be a lot bigger traffic hassle because it'll be blocking the Highway 19A.
Right.
So that one will be, look for interruptions from about 9 a.m. till about noontime. And then please come on to the grounds. And the Oceanside Community Safety will have a tent set up because we'll be providing guest services with the RCMP. Maybe you don't want to be a guest of the RCMP. However, if you don't take advantage of, you know, being responsible, they do have an escort service that will provide you to accommodations that may not be to your liking.
Not that kind of escort service. Yeah,
that's okay. Right.
Gotcha. All right. So you're a busy guy. We'll see you on Sunday, if not before or immediately
Absolutely.
After.
I look forward to seeing you at the events.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.